It was almost a decade later that we finally saw arrests being made. Five suspects, including Angelo Agrizi, who, as you know, has been a key witness, actually, in the Zondo Commission. Former Bosasa CFO Andries van Tonder and former CFO of the Department of Correctional Services, Patrick Gillingham, amongst those arrested yesterday and had to appear at the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court in Pretoria on charges related to tenders worth 1.6 billion rand that were awarded by the Department of Correctional Services to Bosasa. There is a request by the National Prosecuting Authority for Linda Mti, who was commissioner, to make himself available, obviously, I suppose, at law enforcement in order for the process to unfold pertaining to him. Joining me on the line now is Advocate Andy Motibi, who's the head of the Special Investigating Unit. Andy, it has been 10 years in the making and in the waiting, and I imagine relief when those arrests were finally made yesterday. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to the listeners. Yes, indeed. We have welcomed the arrests of the suspects. This, in our view, is a process that will ensure that all of those recommendations that were made by the SIU back then will now be executed in the form of holding all of those who are responsible criminally accountable and make sure that the charges are brought forth and justice is done. Those who are accountable for the corruption that we have seen are then charged, prosecuted, and yes, indeed, we expect a verdict of guilty. And then the appropriate sentence should be meted out.
And those who are responsible and accountable, are they complete, the seven names that you had wished to be arrested, or are we likely to see more arrests imminent in this matter?
In our report, we did mention a few of those that have been arrested. In our view, and this the hawks are on record saying the work is underway and the investigation is continuing, and we expect that there would be more arrests. In our report, we did specifically indicate that all of those that have been pointed out, we specifically mentioned Gillingham, Commissioner Mti, and some of those companies that are affiliated to Bosasa and their office bearers. So the extent to which the evidence points to any other one going forward, we expect that those arrests should be made, and all of those who are responsible for this should be charged. We are close to the process. We are engaging with the NPA. We'll engage with the Hawks in terms of indicating what our take is in respect of the findings that we have made at the time. And as we speak, we have, as SIU, established a governance committee that internally that would monitor what comes out of the Zondo Commission in relation to this aspect. We may, going forward, because we believe that there is there's damning evidence that came out that indicates to further irregularities, we may, if appropriate, open the investigation that was closed back then or approach the president for a proclamation that authorizes further investigation or new investigations. Because you might have picked up that there are various contracts that Bosasa had entered into across government. So, and the evidence that comes out from the Zondo Commission indicates that there may be merit in looking at all of those contracts, and will make an appropriate decision at the right time.
Are you at all concerned by the statements attributed to the attorney for Mr. Agrizi, that's Daniel Witz, telling Business Day today that they will be seeking urgent legal advice on whether Mr. Agrizi can and should continue assisting the state capture inquiry, given that the subject matter he will be questioned and cross-examined on may have a direct bearing on his prosecution?
Look, I mean, there are legal considerations. I mean, when I agreed to also hold this this interview today, I was mindful that the legal process has started, and you know there's that well-known adage that says the matter is now sub judice. We all are mindful that there's various legal implications, but my view is that where appropriate, ACRISI should continue to assist the commission, and there are legal instruments that can be used so that he is not prejudiced. I suppose the lawyer is probably concerned that whatever goes on should then not prejudice the criminal case, in particular ACRISI. But the NPA, together with Hawks, obviously they've got criminal legal instruments that can be used to ensure that that prejudice is guarded. And in that way, there shouldn't be any impediment for him to continue to assist the Zondo Commission.
I appreciate you may not be able to answer the following question, but I am obligated to ask it. There are concerns that the arrests that were made yesterday and the ones that are pending are small fry, as the listeners have been referring to them. Ministers have been implicated in the Zondo Commission in pertaining to irregular and corrupt activity between BOSASA and the Department of Correctional Services. Are we going to see any of the political figureheads being arrested who've been named and implicated in the State Commission of Inquiry?
As we have stated, we indicated that we are taking into account what comes out of the Zondo Commission. And yes, we are mindful that there has been names of the political leaders that have been mentioned. Our duty and the duty of the NPA and the duty of all law enforcement agencies is to consider that that's what comes out of the Zondo Commission. Remember, those statements should then be assessed so that we are satisfied that there's sufficient evidence that points to them. All of those will be looked at, and I can guarantee you and guarantee the public that once we have done that, if we have got sufficient evidence that points to anyone, we will ensure that those individuals are approached, charged, and prosecuted accordingly.
Some people reporting this morning that the new head of the NPA, Advocate Patohi, is really, really making a mark. She took office on Friday. She made commitments towards arrests being followed through and prosecutions obviously processed against those implicated in the Zondo Commission. Does this mark a beginning of a new and a healthy relationship between your unit and the NPA?
We are really delighted at the momentum that's now taking food at NPA. I have already met with the new head of public prosecutions, Advocate Shamila Batoy. We met together with the director of the Hawks, and this was clearly to indicate that in terms of our investigative processes, the law requires us that when we pick up evidence relating to criminal matters, we should refer them to the NPA, and we expect that action should be taken. And yes, indeed, to your point, we have already gone through all the list of matters that have been referred to NPA by SIU and by the Hawks. We are in a process of ensuring that all of those matters are executed and prosecution takes foot in those. Yes, we are delighted that there's action has been taken, and we expect an ongoing action on all of the matters that will refer. We've come to observe on a situation where some of the matters, and we are on record as saying that our new strategy includes that we are following up on the matters that we have referred to NPA or to other state institutions for disciplinary hearing, because Africa, you'd agree with us, agree with me, that to fight and win this scourge of corruption and maladministration, we can only win that if we execute and make sure that we hold everyone accountable. So non-execution of our matters really makes sure doesn't augur well, and it really makes a mockery of the efforts that we put in.
Advocate Andy Motibi, thank you very much indeed. We'll hold it there, the head of the Special Investigating Unit. Love your reaction to that. 011-883-0702. SMSs to 31702. Della is in Auckland Park. Good morning.
Good morning, Afrika. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing, Della?
I'm fine, thanks. You know, I wish I could have asked this question to the advocate. It's just that, you know, I'm concerned. We have so far one person who has come forward to the Zondo Commission to explain all the wrong facts that have been happening. Now, with the prosecution of those of that guy, will it not short-circuit or scare people to come forward? That's my question. Will it not scare people to come forward? Because it was an opportunity for people to come forward and state their case and, you know, yeah.
Certainly an issue that has been raised by the lawyer to Mr. Agrizi, saying he's not sure whether Mr. Agrizi should return to the Zondo Commission for cross-examination. And of course, the advocate, the head of the SIU, saying that it should not preclude him from being able to continue to participate. The reality is these are charges that they have to answer to. And we as South Africans surely have been frustrated by the long wait to see any action being done. And I'm one of those people who's very happy that we're finally seeing action in this space. Della, thank you very much for your call. More of the-